on the scoreboard as the number one seed in the tournament. Again, thank you to our boosters, including Cooper Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Fred O'Neill, attorney at law and 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Dr. Scott Rehm and Rehm Optometry in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Alton Bank, and their branch bank of Birch Street. We're set for the tip as the ball is in the air and controlled by the Rebels. Oh, he can't do that. Rebels tipped the ball, and the guy that tipped it caught it. So it'll be Mammoth Spring basketball as we get ready to start this one. Inbound on the sideline. Braxton Sneed will bring the ball up the floor. Sneed on the dribble, looking inside. Gives it to Matheny. Back to Sneed on a nice cut. He'll put it up off the glass. Pretty easy, too. And the Bears on top to start with 2-0. Highland back on offense. Crowd really into this one right now. Number 15, Lance Burns. Gives it to Powell. Powell back to Burns. Burns pull-up jumper is blocked by Michaels, but they're going to call a foul. See who the foul's on. Michaels was there along with Rogers. They're going to call it on Michaels. Caleb with his first. At the line, number 15, that is Lance Burns. Burns will take a couple of dribbles here as he gets ready to shoot the first one. It's on the way, and it's good. The student section for the Bears really vocal on the opposite side of the floor. You can hear them as Highland tried to run their offense here in front of them. Burns will set for the second shot. It's on the way, and it's no good. Rebound pulled down by Sneed. Sneed needing help. He'll give it to Rogers. Rogers will bring the ball up the floor, crosses half court, back to Sneed. Braxton looking inside, goes underneath, had Michaels. Michaels saved it back in, but into the hands of the Rebels. All the way up the floor, Roark drives in, makes the basket, and they're going to call the foul on Sneed. What a shot by Roark, and he's the speedster. Carson Roark, did they count the bucket? They haven't put it on the scoreboard yet. There it is. Roark with the first two for Highland. A chance to put them on top here with a free throw. Free throw's on the way, and it is good. Bounced around and fell through. 3 points for Roark. 3 points for Highland. It's 3-2. Mammoth Spring down one with the ball. Braxton Steed across half court gives it to Odell. Out front to Rogers. Blake back to Odell. Odell into the corner to Matheny. Down low now to Sneed. Sneed's pass inside is knocked away out of bounds. Touched last by Highland. Trying to work it into the big man, into Caleb Michaels. But he was surrounded by red jerseys. Inbound play here. Trying to bring it in. Still looking. They've got to get it into somebody. They get it into Sneed. And Sneed is going to be fouled by Powell. Turned right into him as he tried to go up with a shot. Drew the foul, and so the Bears will inbound underneath their own basket. That is the first foul on Highland. Mammoth Spring has two fouls. Inbound play, they'll bring it in to Rogers. Over to Odell, wide open for three. That's off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound controlled by Monroe. Quickly back the other way. Roark only has one speed, and that's fast. He hands the ball off, gives it back to Powell. Around to Sullins. Back out, swing the ball around the outside. Roark on the dribble, he's guarded by Odell. Gets the ball back after passing on the wing, goes down the middle. Three-pointer is on the way, it's no good. Tip and rebound controlled by the Highland Rebels. Roark for three, that's good. So Roark with the first 6 points for Highland, and the Rebels have a 4-point lead, trying to pull a little bit of an upset here. The 3 seed and the 1 seed going at it. These teams have already met once this year, a game that the Mammoth Spring Bears did win. With the basketball, Bears, Sneed, goes down the lane. Beautiful spin move off the glass for two. Nice play by the big senior, Braxton Sneed. He has all four of the Bear points. Right now it's a one-on-one contest between Roark and Sneed. Roark with the basketball, guarded by Odell. Passes out to Powell. Powell on the drive, trying to get around Matheny. Hands it off to number 12, that's Monroe. Over to Sullins. Sullins back out to Roark. His three-pointer off the rim. Rebound chased down by Blake Rogers. He'll hand to Braxton Snead. Braxton, big point guard for the Mammoth Spring Bears. He'll bring it up the floor. Guarded by Roark, gives it to Odell. Odell back out front to Rogers. Rogers drives in, back out to Snead. Over to Odell. And we got a pushing foul inside called on one of the Rebels. We'll see who it's on. Four Rebels looked that way and said, who, me? Sullins, Trent Sullins called for the foul. Three-pointer on the way is good, Blake Rogers. Blake's first three of the ball game puts the Bears back on top by one, 7-6. Sullins with the basketball, gives it to Roark on the wing, back out front to Monroe, back to Roark. Roark down the lane, puts the shot up and in and draws the foul. Roark trying to do it all by himself here, has the first 8 points for Highland. And puts the Rebels back on top, 8-7. Carson will set for the free throw. It's on the way, and it is no good. Rebound, Blake Rogers. He'll hand off to Garrett Odell. Odell now bringing the ball up, running the point. He'll give it to Rogers on the right wing. Into the corner to Odell. Odell waits on the cutter. Back out to Matheny. Back to Odell. Odell drives into the lane. Pass over to Rogers. Rogers fires for three. It's good. Blake filling it. He's hit the first, his first two three-pointers. And the Bears are back in front by two, 10-8. Roark with the basketball. Hand off to Monroe. They swing it around the outside to Powell in the left corner. Top of the key to Sullins. His shot up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Caleb Michaels. He hands to Braxton Snead. Snead looks to Coach Cooper for the call. They'll bring it up the floor. Gives it to Rogers. Rogers to Odell. Right back to Rogers, around to Matheny. Matheny getting the start here tonight. Gives it back to Odell. Back to Matheny. Three-pointer on the way. Is off the rim. No good. We're going to have a foul. I think they're going to get Snead if they do. That's his second. Braxton gets his second, and that's going to get Curtis Michaels off the bench and into the ballgame. Curtis, give him a lot of energy. Big boost off the bench in that game on Tuesday. Highland also sending a new player in, number five. That is Harrelson, Luke Harrelson. Two-point ball game, 10-8 with 3:30 left to play first quarter. Been a good game so far. Highlands have one player score. That is Carson Roark. He's got all eight of their points. Quickly, they move the ball around the outside. Shot up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Caleb Michaels. Big man went high to get that one. Gives it to Odell. Odell in the corner to Curtis Michaels. Curtis driving baseline, and he's going to be fouled. Blocking foul called on the Highland Rebels. That is their third foul. Mammoth Spring will inbound. Foul on number 12, Monroe, his first. Inbound play, Curtis Michaels gives it to Odell. Back out. Odell's three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound by Rogers. Rogers out to Michaels. That's Curtis Michaels. Over to Blake Rogers. Bears with the basketball. Matheny. Matheny on the dribble between his legs. Nice bounce pass off to Michaels, and he had it blocked from behind. Curtis trying to go up with it, and player come in from behind him. With the basketball, Monroe will hand to Roark. Roark back over number zero in now two. That is Wilson for the Highland Rebels. That is Austin Wilson. Roark with the basketball all the way to the go. Reverse layup, no good. Fight for the rebound. Back up, and we're going to get a foul called. Good rebound there by number five, Luke Harrelson, who had just checked in. And he's going to go to the free throw line. We'll see who that foul is on. Bears already with their fifth foul. So the Rebels will be shooting two from here on out on every foul in this quarter. Harrelson at the line. First free throw is off the back of the rim. No good. Chandler Sims is going to check in. Chandler usually starts. He's coming off the bench tonight. And Aiden Matheny, the sophomore, will head to the bench. At the line, Harrelson sets for the second. Trying to cut into this two-point lead. Second shot on the way, no good. Rebound by Caleb Michaels. He leaves it for Sims. Sims on the dribble. Into the front court, gives it off to Curtis Michaels. Curtis picks up his dribble, gives it to Odell. Over the corner, Blake Rogers for three. Inside rebound, high in the air is Caleb Michaels, and he kicks it back out. Caleb probably should have went back up with that. Rogers going to try it again and make it. Blake Rogers' third three-pointer puts the Bears up five, 13-8. Roark with the basketball. He'll hand off. They swing it around the outside. Monroe for three. That's on the way. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. And they're going to say off of Sims and out of bounds. Curtis Michaels excited over the effort by Chandler Sims. He dove on the floor. 13-8, five-point Bear lead. Inbound play here for the Highland Rebels. They'll bring it in. And all the way back out front to Heisler, Owen Heisler, who's into the ball game. Swinging around the outside. Looking inside, back out. Heisler has it. Three-pointer on the way is good. Owen Heisler was wide open for the three. Makes it a two-point ball game. And we got a technical foul called on one of the Highland Rebels who said something to one of the Bears coming down the floor, and the referee was standing right there. Got him on the taunting call. And that's going to be Garrett Odell at the free throw line. Garrett looking for his first point of the ball game. Makes it. Makes it a three-point Mammoth Spring lead again at 14-11. Number 15 going to check in. Lance Burns, he'll come in for Harrelson, who picked up that technical. Second free throw by Odell is on the way, and it's good. Lonely feeling, standing on that end of the gym by himself down there to shoot free throws. Those hard ones to make, but he dropped them in. Garrett will inbound the basketball here. Mammoth Spring leading by four, 15-11. Chandler Sims across half court on the dribble. Looks left wing to Odell. He fakes the shot, and he's going to be fouled. As he went around Powell to go to the basket, Powell's going to get called for the foul for him. That'll be his second. Roark's at the scores table. He's ready to get back in there. Odell trying to build on this four-point lead. He just made a couple of free throws. A shooter like Garrett, you don't want to get him confident here making free throws. And that basket starts to look bigger for him. He's made three in a row now from the line. He'll set for the second. Makes it a five-point Bear lead. The second one on the way is good. Four for four from the line for Garrett Odell. And the Bears' lead is out to six, 17-11. 1:09 left to play first quarter. With the basketball outside, Burns. Burns looking inside, finds Roark. Roark on the dribble, works it into Monroe. Monroe working on Michaels, can't get free, and he traveled. Good defense by Curtis Michaels. 17-11. 54.9 left first quarter. Chandler Sims will take the inbound. He crosses half court on the dribble, takes it to the right side, picks up the dribble. Now he needs help. Got to find somebody. His pass over the head of Odell, and it's going to go out of bounds, but it was touched just off the fingertips of the Highland Rebels. So the Bears will still have the basketball. Got a break there. Picked up that dribble, had two people on him and nobody to throw to. Garrett Odell will take the inbound pass. 20 on the shot clock as Odell crosses half court. He picks up his dribble, gives it to Rogers. Over to Sims. Back out to Odell. Garrett, good aggressive defense here by the Rebels. And we got an offensive foul. I think they're going to get Chandler Sims on the foul. trying to set a screen to free up Rogers, who's been on fire from behind the three-point line. And that'll be free throws. Both teams with five fouls, with 27 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. At the line, Roark, who has 8 points. He scored the first 8 points for Highland. First free throw is good. Nine now for Roark. He can be the first player in double figures if he can knock down this free throw. Makes it a five-point ball game. Sets for the free throw. It's on the way, and it's good. Roark with 10, and the Bear lead is down to four. 25 seconds. Shot clock is off. Bear's going to probably play for the final shot here of the quarter. Odell out front. He walks it over to the left. Now comes back toward the center of the floor. Gives it to Rogers, and they call Blake for the travel. He thought he had his pivot foot set, but the referee was standing right by him watching and said he drug it. Turnover gives it back to Highland. Highland a chance to get some points here in the final 11 seconds. The Bears had built this out to a six-point lead. Highland can cut it back to two or one with a three. Down to 8 seconds. Roark guarded by Odell. Roark trying to get free. Goes to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Down the other way, the shot is no good. 17-15, your score at the end of one quarter. The Mammoth Spring Bears lead Highland. Back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
At North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, we know that as the temperatures drop, many members with inefficient heating systems turn to space heaters to help keep warm. Please remember that not only are space heaters energy hogs, but they also can be fire hazards. They should only be used on a level surface away from children, pets, and anything flammable, such as curtains or papers. Find more safety tips at NAECI.com.
We all want to be on a winning team. When you are thinking of selling, call Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents at Monarch Realty. They know how to help you get ready for the market and gain top dollar for your property.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School at the end of one quarter. Bears with a two-point lead, 17-15 over Highland. Again, want to say thank you to some more of our boosters, including State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, and Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Highland will have the ball out of the quarter break. Here we start the second quarter. Rebels come back out. Looks like coming back to their starters here to start the second quarter. Bears doing the same. Pass out to number 15, Burns. Burns looking to get it over to Roark. Now they'll come back out to Monroe. Monroe with a basketball gives it to Roark, to Sullen. Sullen's driving in, back out to Roark. He's going to fire for three. It's good. And he is absolutely smoking hot right now. 15 points for Roark. In the ball game, he has 15 of their 18, and Highland has the lead back at 18-17. Matheny with the basketball gives it to Odell. He thought about the three. Back across to Rogers. Blake with the basketball. Down to 13 on the shot clock. Matheny puts it up. Can't get it to go, but the rebound and follow put back up and in by Caleb Michaels. 19-18, Bears on top by one. Back down this way, Roark. Get it back out. Gives it to Monroe. Monroe inside to Burns. Back out to Sullins. His three-pointer no good. Rebound by Rogers. Blake will give it to Garrett Odell, and he'll bring it across the half-court line. Over to Snead. Braxton back in there playing with two fouls. To Matheny on the left wing. They lob it inside to Michaels. Michaels tried to go up with it. Brought it down, and a jump ball is going to be called as he was tied up. Curtis Michaels going to check in, and Caleb Michaels going to get a breather here. Bears will have the ball on the alternating possession on that jump. Matheny will inbound, looking to come in, still looking. That'll bring it in to Odell. Garrett off to Snead. Snead on the dribble goes to the basket. He'll put it up, and he's called for the charge for Braxton. That's three, and real quickly, Coach Cooper going to have to go back to his bench. He'll bring Chandler Sims in. He'll come in. Snead will have to rest now the rest of the half with 6:28 left in the second quarter. Three fouls on Braxton Snead. Roark with the basketball. He quickly crosses half court. Hands off to Monroe. They swing it around to Powell. Powell drives to the basket, puts it up. No good. And a foul going to be called, I believe, on Sims. And for Chandler, that'll be his second. So the Bears getting in some foul trouble here. 6:17 left in the half. It's 19-18, Mammoth Spring leading Highland. Semifinals of the sixth annual battle for the Battle of the Border. Noah Powell gets his first point at the line to tie it up at 19. He'll set for the second free throw now. Powell's second is on the way. It's no good. Fight for the rebound, and we're going to have an over-the-back call on Monroe. Adam Monroe with his second foul. Gives the ball back to Mammoth Spring, tied at 19. Garrett Odell with the basketball, brings it up to Rogers. High post to Odell, back out to Matheny. Matheny gives it in the corner to Sims. Back out to Odell. Top of the key to Rogers. They swing it around the outside, good quick passes. Curtis Michaels picks up the dribble, he needs help, comes back out to Matheny. Matheny across the floor to Sims. 7 seconds left on the shot clock. Odell looking to get free, trying to go in, puts it up. Wild shot, but drew the foul. Creative. Those are the shots that Garrett will make a lot of the time. Couldn't get that one to go, but he's going to go to the line where he has been perfect on the night. 4 out of 4. Tied at 19, 5:43 left first half. Odell sets for the first. It's on the way. It's good. Garrett Odell, 5 out of 5 at the free throw line. He's got 5 points. He'll set for the second free throw. Players running to the scorer's table. Looks like Monroe going to check back in. And now number 13 checking in. That is Rhodes, Kenny Rhodes. As Garrett Odell gets set for the second free throw. Garrett's free throw is on the way. It's good. He's 6 out of 6 at the free throw line. That's where all 6 of his points have come from. And the Bears leading again by 2, 21-19. Monroe on the wing, looks inside, comes out to Roar. They swing it around, Powell with it. Powell drives in, comes back out. Quick guards here for the Highland Rebels. Mammoth Spring trying to stay in front of him. Roark shoots the three, and there he hits another one. 18 already here in the first half for Carson Roark. And almost had a steal there. Highland back on top, 22-21. Bears will have the ball on the sideline. It's knocked out by Roark. Mammoth Spring to inbound. Chandler Sims will take the ball, gives it over to Rogers in the corner. Odell for three. That's on the way, no good. Sims the rebound. Back out to Rogers. They swing it around. Matheny drives in. He'll kick it out to Sims. Now in the corner. Shot on the way by Michaels. No good. Loose ball going to be run down by the Bears. Bears, Garrett Odell with it. He's going to go to the basket, puts it up. And we're going to have a blocking foul called on the Highland Rebels. Garrett Odell, who's 6 out of 6 at the free throw line, is going to go back to shoot two more. Chance to put the Bears back on top if he can make them both. Garrett sets for the first. It's on the way, and it's good. 7 out of 7. They've needed every one of them so far. 22-22, Highland and Mammoth Spring all tied up. Second free throw by Odell is good. 8 straight free throws for Garrett Odell without a miss. Gives them a 1-point lead. Mammoth Spring 23, Highland 22. Roark, who has been the offense for Highland, has the ball. He'll give it to Powell. Now over to Monroe. Monroe back to Powell. Powell swinging it outside. Backdoor cut by Roark, and Matheny right there with him. Comes back out, going to the basket. And we're going to have a blocking foul called on Curtis Michaels. He was still moving as Rhodes drove to the basket. Kenny Rhodes will go to the line here looking for his first points of the ball game. And they're going to try to get some moisture off the floor. Curtis Michaels is cleaning the floor again. At the line, Kenny Rhodes. Looking to tie it up here with his first free throw. It's on the way. It's good. Rhodes' first point makes it 23-23. 4:25 left first half. Rhodes will set for the second. It's on the way. It's no good. Rebound by Chandler Sims. Sims back up the floor. Gives it to Matheny. Matheny pulls up. Pass underneath to Rogers. He couldn't get it to go, and the rebound's pulled down by Powell. He's pushing the ball up the floor. Hyland wants to run. Pass shot up is good by Burns. Burns puts Hyland on top now by two, 25-23. Matheny looking inside, comes outside to Odell. Odell, beautiful pass underneath to Rogers. Nice play, and Blake Rogers will go to the free throw line. Blake has 9 points. He's hit 3 three-pointers. This is his first trip to the free throw line. That foul on number 13, Rhodes, his first. Rogers waiting on the referee to hand him the basketball. Looks like Caleb Michaels going to check back in. He's at the scorer's table. Rogers knocks in the first. So Blake now the first player in double figures for Mammoth. He's got 10. Roark leads the Highland Rebels with 18. Second free throw for Rogers now is on the way. And it is good. 11 points for Blake Rogers. And the Bears are back even. 25-25 with the Highland Rebels. Roark off to Rhodes, out to Powell. They swing it around the outside. Back out to Powell. He's going to fire for three. That's no good. Long rebound taken by the Highland Rebels. Powell has it on the wing, guarded by Garrett Odell. And we got a timeout called by the Highland Rebels. Tied at 25, 3:26 left to play in this first half. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Serving Fulton and Sharp counties, the Ozarka College campus and Carpenter Technical Center in Ash Flat offer affordable education and quality training for your career. General studies, IT, criminal justice, teacher education, professions in healthcare, welding, machining, automotive, and diesel mechanics, and more. At Ozarka, students matter, and your education is affordable. Go online to get started at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. 3:26 left to play in the first half. Good ball game between the Mammoth Spring Bears and the Highland Rebels. We're all tied up at 25. For the Rebels, it has been Carson Roark. He has put on a show, 18 first half points. He has 18 of their 25. And good balance scoring for the Mammoth Spring Bears, led by Blake Rogers with 11. On the dribble, Roark trying to get free. He lost the ball and now goes and runs it down on the sideline. Underneath, kicks it out. Shot on the way by Rhodes is good, a three-pointer. Rhodes has 4 points, and it's a three-point Highland lead now, 28-25. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Blake Rogers, Blake driving to the basket. Pull-up jumper's good. Nice touch by the big guard. He's got 13, and the Bears are back to within one, 28-27. Powell has it on the outside. Powell guarded by Odell, gives it to Rhodes. Rhodes with Curtis Michaels on him, back to Powell. Powell drives in, puts the shot up. There's going to be a foul called. I think they're going to get Garrett Odell on the bump. That's the fourth foul on the Bears, the second on Garrett. Bears getting in a little bit of foul trouble. At the line, Noah Powell. Powell knocks it in. He's got 2 points. He's 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. She sets for the second free throw. Couple of dribbles. The ball's in the air and no good. Rebound, Caleb Michaels. Caleb will give it off to Matheny. Matheny will bring it up the floor. The sophomore on the dribble, looking for help, gives it to Odell. Odell is going to put the shot up. A blocking foul called. Are they going to count the bucket? We'll see if they count the bucket. They called the block. I think they're going to say 2 shots. Didn't count the bucket, but they're going to give him the foul shots, because that's the 5th foul. Now the referee's talking over. They are going to count the bucket. Garrett Odell, that's his first field goal. He has 10 points. He's 8 out of 8 at the free throw line. Trying to make it 9 out of 9 here as he shoots to complete this 3-point play. Odell with 10 points. His free throw is on the way, and it is good. 9 out of 9 for Garrett Odell at the free throw line. He's got 11. And the Bears are back in front by 1, 30-29. With a basketball, Hyslop out front. Hyslop gives it to Roark off to Powell. Highland Rebel guards are just so quick. Here goes Roark down the lane. This time Michaels said no thanks as he slapped that one back off the floor. Fans are... Student section across the way was happy about that. Roark turned to him and clapped. So that's fine, good block. He's still got 18 points. He's playing well. Bears will set up the defense. Burns inside, shot up, no good. And we're going to have an over-the-back foul called on Rhodes. Curtis Michaels with good position inside. And Curtis is going to go to the free throw line, looking for his first points of the ball game. 2:04 left to play in this first half. It's a 1-point Mammoth Spring lead. This has been a good ball game all the way, back and forth between these two teams. Question is, how many players are they going to have left that don't foul out for each team the way they're going? Curtis Michaels makes the free throw. Chandler Sims going to run to the scorer's table. Michael's second free throw is up. It's good. Made them both. Bears have really shot the ball well from the line tonight. And Matheny comes out as Chandler Sims checks back in. 32-29, 3-point Mammoth Spring lead with 2:04 left to play. 2-minute warning here in the first half. Roark with 18 points has the ball out around half court. He's guarded by Sims. Waits for the screen, trying to get free. He's going to pull up for the jumper, and that's no good. Fight for the rebound. Oh, they're going to say it's Highland basketball. Caleb Michaels got a hand on. He ran the other way trying to sell it. He was headed the other end. It will be Highland Rebel basketball. Minute 46 left. Inbound play. They'll bring it into Hyslop. Hyslop will bring it all the way back out front to Roark. Now to Rhodes. Rhodes back to Roark. Roark trying to get free. Spins into the lane. Kicks it back out. Bears doing a little bit better job cutting the drive off. And we're going to get a foul, as I say that, on Blake Rogers. Another Bear with 2 fouls. Blake Rogers picks up his second. Blake leading the Bears in scoring right now with 13. Actually, that's his 3rd foul. 3 fouls on Rogers. We'll see if Coach Cooper hadn't made a move yet to get him out of the ball game. Well, he's got Colton Boddy at the scorer's table. Free throw's no good. Colton going to check in, and Blake will have to sit down with 3 fouls and 13 points. He'll get set for the second. Second free throw. Hyslop is on the way, and it's good. So he made 1 out of 2. Whistle blows, and so they're going to get Harrelson back in. Harrelson sat down. He was playing well. He got a technical, and Coach set him down, and he's just now getting back in the game. With the basketball, Colton Boddy. body on the dribble. Passes over the head of Garrett O'Dell and out of bounds. Bear turnover. Tried to force one. Garrett made that cut behind the defender and it just threw it a little bit too high for it. It will be Highland basketball. They had six players out there for a little bit. Had to get one of them out of there. 32-30, down to a minute 19 to play first half. We thought coming in we're going to see four good ball games tonight. And so far, looks like it should be that way. Bears and the Rebels hooked up here. Two-point ball game, Mammoth Spring with the lead, Highland with the basketball. A minute two left in the half. Three-pointer on the way is good. 21 now for Roark. You got to know where he's at. He is their offense so far here in this first half. Curtis Michaels with it. Out to Sims. Sims back to Odell. Odell's going to fire for three. It's on the way. In and out, no good. Fight for the rebound, and we're going to have a foul inside. I believe they're going to get the Rebels for coming over the back. Both Curtis and Caleb Michaels were inside going for the ball. That foul on Harrelson, who just checked back in. He's got a technical and a personal now for two fouls in the ball game. 38 seconds left to play. Caleb Michaels going to go to the free throw line. Caleb, one out of two at the line. Actually, he's one out of one at the line. Now he's one out of two. Maybe I said that too soon. He can tie it up here with a free throw. Checking back in is Burns. Lance Burns in. Noah Powell out. Down to 38 seconds to play here. Caleb Michaels will get one more free throw. Both teams over the limit. Any foul is going to be two free throws. Fighting for the ball. Highland has it. Highland with a one-point lead and the basketball. The shot clock, well, separated by about 2 seconds from the game clock. 27 on the game, 25 on the shot clock at the time. Now we're down to 22 on the game clock. Roark out front. He's just dribbling the ball, running the clock down. They're going to try to get the last shot here of the half. Roark calls for the screen. Goes around the defender. Pull-up jumpers on the way. It's no good. It hit the backboard way up high. So Bears going to have a chance here with 6 seconds left to maybe get some kind of shot off. Trailing 32-33. Inbound play to, oh, and we're going to have a blocking foul called. And the guy who's made 9 straight free throws is going to go back to the free throw line to shoot 2 more. Not a good foul. 5 seconds, though, still remain here in this first half of play. 33-32, Highland leading Mammoth Spring. At the line, Garrett O'Dell. Garrett's free throw is on the way. Make it 10 straight free throws for O'Dell. He's got 12 points. Garrett will set for the second, trying to give the Bears the lead. It's on the way. It's good. 13 points for Odell, excuse me, 14 for Odell. He's made 12 straight. Shot at the buzzer, no good. At the end of 2 quarters, the Mammoth Spring Bears lead the Highland Rebels 34-33 in the semifinals of the 6th annual Battle of the Border. We'll take a break. We'll come back with your first half stats here in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Huge shipments of new Chevy, Buick, and GMC vehicles are arriving daily. Call today to put your name on one this holiday season. We have a huge selection of new trucks and SUVs for the best price.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
And again, welcome back here to Mammoth Spring High School. The Mammoth Spring Bears leading at the half by one, 34-33 over the Highland Rebels. Good first half of basketball. This game has went back and forth between these two teams. Bears led by two at the end of one quarter, and then Rebels had a lead with 6 seconds left to play, and then a blocking foul was called. Garrett Odell, who has been perfect from the line, 12 out of 12, stepped to the line, made two free throws to put the Bears back up by one at 34-33. As we check our scoring for the Highland Rebels, it has been one-sided. Carson Roark has led the way. He has 21 of their 33 points in the ball game. Looks like 4 points for Owen Highslip, 2 points for Noah Powell, 2 for Lance Burns, and 3 points for, or excuse me, 4 points for Kenny Rhodes. For the Mammoth Spring Bears, Bears were led in the first half, looks like by Garrett Odell and Blake Rogers. They have 13 each. So Garrett has made 11 straight free throws, not 12, but they have both have 13 points. Then you have 4 points for Braxton Snead, who's in a little bit of foul trouble. He's got 3. By the way, Blake Rogers also has 3. Looks like 3 points for Caleb Michaels and 1 point for Curtis Michaels. Like I said, Bears came out. They had as much as a 6-point lead at one time in the first quarter. Highland come back. It was a 2-point lead at the end of one, 17-15. And the Bears leading at the half, 34-33. It's been a fun tournament all week, and of course this is the second game here tonight at Mammoth Spring High School. If you weren't with us earlier, congratulations to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Lady Bobcats with a big win over Highland, 53-28. The Lady Bobcats advance to the championship game on Saturday. They'll play at 6 o'clock against the winner of our next game between the Mammoth Spring Bears and the Alton Lady Comets. Now on the boys' side, this is the first boys' game of the evening. Mammoth Spring and Highland, the nightcap tonight, the final game around 8:15, will be Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty taking on the Izzard County Cougars, and that should be a battle there between those two teams. Look forward to that. So we invite you to come on out and enjoy some basketball with us here at Mammoth Spring High School, the 6th annual Battle of the Border Tournament. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more from Mammoth Spring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom News Network, Sports Network.
At Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, you aren't just a number on the scoreboard. With 1.3 million insured, we have a long history of making good plays. That's why, game day and every day, make us your friends for life. Contact your local Farm Bureau agent for more information or visit us at www.sfbli.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
With all the heat this past summer, I'm glad to say the winter months are lurking, which means it's time right now to inspect and get a new set of tires. The Car Doctor 2 in Thayer can get about any brand you want. They can mount, balance, align your front end, and give you safety on the road all winter long. And the prices are outstanding. They'll come and pick up your rig and bring it back to you. Of course, yes, they do all your automotive repairs, major and minor, oil changes, and more. Trust experience. They've been doing it for years. Trust Corey, Steve, and the good guys at Car Doctor 2, just north of Thayer on U.S. Highway 63.
One of North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's main goals is to provide our members with reliable service. We've launched a long-term effort to reduce outages by removing dead trees in and near the co-op's right-of-way. Starting with our three-phase lines, NAEC employees and contractors are topping off dead trees that could reach power lines when they fall. Personnel will leave the tree sections on the property where they don't cause an access issue. Providing members with reliable service, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Again, welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School. The Bears are back out of the locker room. They're getting warmed up for the second half. Hyla Rebel still talking things over at this point. This is, again, your sixth annual Battle of the Border semifinal contest on the boys' bracket. Mammoth Spring and Hyla. Mammoth Spring the top seed, Hyla the three seed coming into the tournament. Want to say thank you again to our boosters for Bear basketball. They include Clary Funeral Home in Alton and Thayer, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Forster's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Towing and Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Cooper Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Fred O'Neill, Attorney at Law, and 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Dr. Scott Ream, and Ream Optometry in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Alton Bank and their branch bank of Birch Street, State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, and Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Thayer and Mountain Grove. Those are your boosters for Bears and Lady Bears here during the 2023-24 season. It is shaping up to be a great year for Bears and Lady Bear basketball. They're both off to good starts on the season. In fact, the Lady Bears are on the far end of the floor. They're warming up, getting ready for their game coming up immediately following this. Of course, we're going to have it for you here on K-Country 95. The Bears are over on the sideline talking to Coach Cooper, now getting some final instructions. And again, Highland is still in the locker room. They're waiting on them to come back out. Referees are back out ready to go, but no Rebels. Coach Wolf had a few things he wanted to talk about in the first half. For the Bears, I know probably the subject of their halftime was staying in front of Carson Roark. Roark lit them up in the first half for 21 points. Here come the Rebels. Bears, it's kind of been a two-man offense for them, with Blake Rogers and Garrett Odell both having 13 first-half points. Teams back out on the floor. And it looks like both teams are going back to their starters. Bears have two starters in foul trouble, with Braxton Snead and Blake Rogers both playing with three fouls. Rebels will have the ball, trailing by one, 34-33. Inbound play here. Noah Powell waiting for the referee to hand him the ball. We're still waiting. Carson Roark will take the inbound. He's guarded by Matheny. Gives it to Powell. Top of the key. Underneath now, we got a kick ball. Blake Rogers stuck the foot out and probably saved 2 points, because it looked like Monroe was all by himself underneath the basket. Inbound play here for the Highland Rebels. A new 35 on the shot clock. They work it inside. Oh, there's Snead's fourth foul. And we are 10 seconds into the second half, and Braxton Snead just picked up his fourth. That hurts. Curtis Michaels will run to the scores table and onto the floor. Curtis gives him some good minutes in that first half. Monroe drives in, kicks it out to Powell. Powell thought about it, drives in the lane, back out. Sullins for three, that's no good, and Curtis Michaels with a big rebound. He'll give it to Odell. Garrett quickly up the floor to Rogers. Rogers looking inside, he'll dribble it back out. Pass into Matheny. Matheny back out to Powell. Michaels, Curtis Michaels. Underneath, they bring it in to Caleb. Caleb Michaels, the big man, gets the easy two on the layup. Nice play by the Bears. He went up like he was going to set a screen and then went back door. We got a jump ball. Good job by Garrett Odell. Reached in and tied up the defense, or the offensive player. And the Bears will get the ball back on the alternating possession. Harrelson back in. And Monroe going to go to the bench. Blake Rogers and Garrett Odell in the backcourt. They'll bring it up the floor. Odell on the dribble. Gives it to Matheny on the wing. He thought about the three. Didn't take it. Pass out. It's going to be stolen. Bad pass. He jumped to throw it. And then a turnover on Highland. They had an absolute layup. That's twice they've had someone open and threw the ball away since we started this second half. 36-33. Bears by three. Matheny thought about it. Didn't take it. They go to Michaels underneath, and he powers it up and in. Looks like Coach Cooper going to go inside to the big man a little bit here in this third quarter. Starting off by getting him two easy ones. With the basketball, outside that is Lance Burns. Burns to Powell on the left wing. He's guarded by Odell. Back out to Roark. They swing it around into the corner to Sullins. Off to Roark. Roark drives down the lane, and we're going to get a tripping foul. I think they're going to get Caleb Michaels. If they do, that'll be two, I believe, on Caleb. And they're going to say he was shooting. I guess they're going to say he was in the act of shooting. Michaels picks up his second. And Roark with 21 points will go to the free throw line. Trying to cut into a five-point Bear lead. And again, they're cleaning up moisture on the floor, trying to make sure nobody slips and gets hurt down there. Icing the shooter a little bit here. And making him wait to shoot the ball. Number three, Carson Roark. I don't think that'll matter. Free throw on the way is good. Roark with 22. Sets for the second. Makes it a four-point Mammoth Spring Bear lead. Roark, couple of dribbles. It's on the way. It's good. Roark makes it. He's got 23. And the Bears leads down to three now, 38-35. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Again, looking inside, trying to work it into Michaels. And all the way to basket up and in. Garrett Odell, just his second field goal, but he has 15. Roark back the other way. He'll hand off to Sullins. Sullins on the dribble. Out front to Burns. Now to Powell. Powell looking inside. He's trying to get the screen there from Harrington. Does. Pass back out. Now Burns is in trouble. Needs somewhere to go, and he throws it right to Odell. Garrett to the basket. He's going to draw the foul and make the basket. Not a good foul. 17 now for Garrett Odell. And the Bears with their biggest lead of the night. They lead it by 7, 42-35. A chance to make it 8. Garrett Odell, see if he's still hot from the free throw line. He made 11 out of 11 in the first half. See if he can get another one to go here. It's on the way. Oh, he missed one. He cooled off during halftime. 42-35, Bears by 7. 5:31 left to play third quarter, and Matheny going to be called for a foul. Not a good foul right there in front of the referee, and they were 35 feet away from the rim. First foul on Matheny. Aiden, the sophomore, got the start tonight. Comes out to Burns, top of the key. He's looking inside. The Rebels setting screens, trying to get the shooters open. Powell goes inside, bad pass. Turnover on the Rebels, gives it back to Mammoth Spring. Garrett Odell on the dribble. He'll bring it up the floor, crosses half court. Gives it on the wing to Matheny. Matheny inside to Michaels. Michaels looking for help. Back out to Garrett. And Garrett threw it away right into the hands of Roark. Roark to the basket. Missed the shot, missed the layup. going a little too fast that time, I think. Threw it off the backboard. It rolled off the front of the rim. Odell now down the lane. Here's bounce pass underneath. It's knocked away, touch last by the Highland Rebels. Bears basketball underneath the goal. Garrett Odell looking inbound. Still looking. Got to find somebody. Going to bring it in to Matheny. Matheny on the dribble off to Curtis Michaels. Curtis lobs it underneath to Caleb. Caleb will put it up and in. Nice to have that big 6'5 target inside. 44-35, Bears by 9. Timeout taken by the Highland Rebels. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors, to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. The Bears have built a 9-point lead now, 44-35 over the Highland Rebels. It'll be Rebel basketball out of the timeout. Lots of time left in this one. 4:35 left to play third quarter. Rebels with the basketball. Roark will bring it up the floor. He's guarded by Matheny. Hands off now to Heislip, who's checked back in. To Powell on the left wing. Top of the key to Sullins. His pass back out to Roark. Roark down the lane. The running jumper is good for Roark. Roark now with 25 in the ball game. Makes it a 6-point ball game. Actually, 7-point ball game. We had the ball knocked away on this end. It's Curtis Michaels had the dribble and was knocked away from him from behind. 44-37, 7-point Bear lead. Inbound play here. Matheny going to bring it in to Rogers. Rogers back to Matheny. He's looking inside. Matheny off to Rogers, and he lost it. Picked up by Burns. Burns will hand to Heislip. Heislip will bring it up the floor. Highland trying to get a little closer. They're down 7. Bears led by as many as 9, their biggest lead. With the basketball. Powell outside, thought about the 3, didn't take it. Backs it back out, gives it to Sullins. Now to Heislip. Heislip takes it right wing. Back around to the left side to Powell. He'll hand off to Roark. It's a shot clock down to 6. Everybody going to clear out now and let Roark go to work here. Long three-pointer on the way is good. Roark with 29 points now. Oh, 28 points. 28 points for Roark. Bears with the basketball. It's a 4-point ball game. Highland has cut into this 9-point lead. Shot up. Tough shot by Curtis Michaels. Somehow he found a little gap there to get that up off the backboard for 2. Bears back in front by 6. Powell off to Burns. Burns' shot is blocked. We're going to have a foul. If that's Rogers, that'll be his 4th. Big foul there for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Blake Rogers just picked up his 4th. That means that Colton Boddy going to have to check in here. Bears in some real foul trouble. 2 starters with 4 fouls each. We still got 2:50 left to play third quarter. At the line, Lance Burns, first free throw is good. Hit the back of the rim, bounce way high, come down through the net. Matheny and Rogers out as Sims and Boddy check in. Burns will step up here to shoot the free throw. Second free throw is on the way. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. Colton Boddy with a nice rebound, but had it taken away by Roark. Roark to Powell. He'll fire for 3. That's no good. Fight for the rebound. We're going to have a foul over the back on the Highland Rebels. Just their 2nd. Let's see who the foul was on. It was on number 13. That is Rhodes, his 3rd. Inbound play. Michaels will give it to Boddy, right back to Sims. Sims looking up the floor, gives it to Odell. Garrett trying to get free, goes around the defender, draws the foul. Quickness there of Garrett Odell. Got around the defender, drew a foul. We'll see who the foul was on. That foul was on Rhodes again, his fourth. So now Highland getting in some foul trouble. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Odell underneath to Caleb Michaels. Caleb, the big man, goes up. He's got five. Actually got six. He's had five's right. To the basket, shot up, a wild shot. Okay. Caleb has 11 in the ball game. Make that correction. I was looking at Curtis's scores. Number 10 will go to the free throw line. That foul on number 22 for Mammoth Spring. And there is no 22. Oh, there is. Caleb Michaels. Caleb Michaels picked up his third. Noah Powell makes the first free throw. His third point, all from the free throw line. It's a 6-point Mammoth Spring lead, 48-42. Second shot on the way is good. Powell makes them both. He's got four. Bears lead it. The ball's tipped. Roark, he is so quick. Got a hand on it, and Coach Cooper wants a timeout. 48-43, Mammoth Spring by five, back here in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ready to change your life? Ozarka College has a plan for you. If you're in high school and want to jumpstart your career, Ozarka has technical classes in welding, automotive and diesel, precision machining, culinary, nursing, and more. And best of all, it's low to no cost to you. Visit your high school counselor to enroll in classes. At Ozarka, students matter and your education is affordable. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. The Highland Rebels, a little pressure defense there causing some problems for the Mammoth Spring Bears. They built a 9-point lead. Highland has come back now. They cut it as close as four. Mammoth Spring now leading by five, but in some real foul trouble. Two starters on the bench right now with four fouls in Braxton Sneed and Blake Rogers. Caleb Michaels playing with three fouls. Inbound play, they'll bring it in to Garrett Odell. And Garrett going to have to do most of the ball handling here. Gets the ball on the outside. He's double-teamed. Picks up his dribble. His pass underneath off the hands of Caleb Michaels and out of bounds. So another turnover on the Bears. How long will Coach Cooper go with his starters on the bench? Probably well into the fourth quarter, I would guess, unless it starts to go the other way big time. Highslip out front. Picks up the dribble, works it to Roark. Roark with Sims on it. Gives it over to Powell. Powell has Odell on him. Trying to get free. Goes into the lane. Puts a shot up. Might have been blocked there by Caleb Michaels. Quickly back the other way. Garrett Odell off the body. Colton's three is on the way. That's no good. Curtis Michaels fighting for the rebound, but it comes down into the hands of Adam Monroe. Highland going back the other way. Pass underneath, the shot up, it's going to be blocked, and they're going to call a foul. That's four now on Michaels. If that is on Michaels, that'll be his fourth, and it is. Three starters now with four fouls for Mammoth Spring. At the line, Lance Burns. Matheny at the scores table set to check in. He's probably coming in for Caleb, I would guess. And he is. Caleb Michaels out, so the Bears playing without three of their starters right now. That first shot by Burns was good, makes it a 4-point ball game. Second one is on the way, and it's good. So Burns makes them both. He's got 5 points, and the lead is down to three. Matheny with the basketball comes out to Sims. Sims over to Odell. Odell drives in, and he's going to be fouled. Before the shot, foul on the floor. That's the fourth on the Rebels. The next one will be two shots. Chandler Sims will trigger the ball in. That foul was on number 10, Powell, his fourth. Like I said, it's who's going to have players left here at the end the way this is going. Inbound play, they're going to bring it in to Colton Boddy. Colton on the dribble gives it off to Odell. Garrett with the basketball, going to go one-on-one, and he's tripped and fouled. And that's what Coach Cooper wanted, to isolate, get everybody out of the way and let Garrett go one-on-one. And he did, drew a foul. He's 11 out of 12 at the free throw line, has 17 points. Big free throws here with this game getting close. 3-point Bear lead. First one is on the way, and it's in and out. He's missed two in a row here in the second half after making 11 straight in the first half. Garrett will set for the second free throw. Try to make it a 4-point ball game. It's on the way, and it is no good. Curtis Michaels almost ran down a rebound there, but it comes into the hands of Roark. 3-point ball game, 48-45. Roark just now crossing half court, real close to a 10-second call. Back the other way, shot up is no good. Rebound Monroe back up, and he's going to be fouled. Another foul on the Bears. We'll see who this one's on. At the line, Monroe, number 12. Adam Monroe has not scored. That foul on Matheny was his second. First free throw for Monroe is up and good. Monroe's first point of the ball game. Makes it a 2-point game, 48-46. Monroe sets for the second. It's on the way, and it's good. Makes it a 1-point game. Bears were up 9, and their starters started going to the bench in foul trouble, and right now they're just trying to hang on here, leading by 1, 48-47. Inbound play. They're going to bring it into Garrett Odell. And I'd say that they're probably going to run the same kind of offense. Everybody clear out. Let Garrett go one-on-one. Down to 24 seconds. There's a 2-second difference in the shot clock and the game clock. I think the Bears are trying to run it all the way down, get as close to the final shot as they can. Down to 12 seconds, 7 on the shot clock. Odell thought about the three, didn't take it, drives in, the ball's loose, and a long shot. There was a lot of time left. Now another shot at the buzzer at the end of three quarters. Your score, 48-47. Mammoth Spring by 1 over Highland. We'll take a break. Back in 1 minute with your fourth quarter on the Ecom Sports Network.
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Well, we are ready to get underway here in the fourth quarter of the sixth annual Battle of the Border semifinal action. Mammoth Spring Bears and the Highland Rebels. It's a 1-point ball game, 48-47. Mammoth Spring with the lead. Highland will have the basketball to start the fourth. Roark will bring it across half court, picked up by Matheny. Now gives it to Heislip. Heislip out to Harrelson. Harrelson on the right wing. Gives it to Rhodes. Rhodes inside to Burns. Burns looking to get free. Caleb Michaels, Braxton Sneed, and Blake Rogers all back in there with four fouls. We'll see if Highland tries to attack them, try to get that fifth foul. Roark with the basketball, down to 8 seconds to play on the shot clock. All the way to the basket, shot up, and there's going to be a foul. And we'll see who they're going to get the foul on. number five, I believe. And it is, that is Matheny, his third. That was close. Michaels was standing there. He thought they were going to call it on him. At the line, Roark can tie this one up, and he does. Roark now with, looks like 26 points. Excuse me, 29 points. Second shot is on the way, no good. Five for the rebound, over the back. Harrelson going to be called for the foul. And the Bears will inbound. Tied at 48. Good ball game. Bears has led by as many as nine. The biggest lead for Highland has been two. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Snead looking inside. Out to Matheny. Matheny. Bounce pass over to Rogers. He almost lost it. Now does. Gets it back. Comes back out to Matheny. Matheny will hand off to Snead. Snead trying to go inside to Caleb Michaels. Roark with the basketball. All the way in, and now Snead just fouled out. Roark saw Snead was turned, and he did what he was supposed to do. He ran right into him, got the foul. Braxton fouls out with five fouls, finishes with 4 points. He has just not got to play a whole lot tonight. He's been in foul trouble. Curtis Michaels will check back in at the line. Roark a chance to put the Rebels on top here. 48-48 right now. Carson Roark makes the first. He's got 30 in the ball game. He'll set for the second. Again, this is the second meeting between these two teams. Mammoth Spring won the first meeting. Second shot is good. 31 for Carson Roark. Bears with the basketball, down two. Garrett Odell kicks it to Matheny on the wing. He looks inside, out to Rogers. Around to Odell. Garrett back out to Rogers. They swing it to Matheny. Matheny goes baseline. He's cut off. Pass back out. Roark for three. It's on the way. No good. Long rebound chased down by Matheny. Matheny back out to Rogers. Underneath to Michaels. Michaels powers it up and in. Good strong move. 13 now for Caleb Michaels. Bears back on defense. We're tied at 50. With a basketball into the corner to Heislip. Heislip all the way around the defense. Kicks it back out. Burns in the middle. He holds up. Hands off to Roark. Roark puts the shot up. No good. Rebound by Garrett Odell. 50-50, 6:04 left to play in the ball game. This is a dandy. Everyone on the edge of their seat here watching this between the Rebels and the Bears. With the basketball, Rogers thought about the three. Gets it out to Curtis Michaels. Curtis back to Odell. He'll fire for three. It's good. Probably not the guy you want to leave open. Garrett Odell now with 20 points in the ball game, and it's a three-point Bear lead again. Timeout taken. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mowe, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Are you in need of some extra Christmas time cash? We buy cars and trucks and can get you a check on the spot. Stop by the dealership and let us put a little extra money in your pocket this Christmas season.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from nice guys.
We are back here at Mammoth Spring High School, and the Mammoth Spring Bears just took a three-point lead with a big three from Garrett Odell, 53-50. Like I said, this is the second meeting between the Rebels and the Bears. The first meeting, the Bears won, but I don't think it was by a whole lot. I think they won by like 6 or 8 points in that contest. You can see these two teams pretty evenly matched, and Bears still talking things over. The leading scorers in the ball game, Garrett Odell, who just hit that three. He now has, looks like, 20 points in the ball game. And Carson Roark has 31 to lead Highland. Bears back out on the floor. They come back out with Caleb Michaels, Curtis Michaels, Blake Rogers, Chandler Sims, and Garrett Odell. For Highland, they'll come back out with Heislip, along with Rhodes, who's playing with four fouls. And Lance Burns, looks like Luke Harrelson, and number three, Carson Roark. With the basketball, Harrelson looking inside. Picks up his dribble, needs help, comes back out to Heislip. Heislip with Odell on him. Gives it on the wing to Roark. 14 seconds on the shot clock. Back out to Heislip. Around to Burns, and he traveled. Faked the drive and slid his foot just a little. Got called for the travel. So the Bears will get the ball back on the turnover. Looks like Monroe checking in. Harrelson out. Bears will inbound. Curtis Michaels will bring it in to Garrett Odell. Down to 5:16 to play in this one. Still lots of time. Blake Rogers in the corner to Odell. Odell underneath to Michaels, and Michaels trying to bounce pass it over to Curtis Michaels, and Coach Cooper yelling at Caleb, go up with it. And as big as he is, 6'5", he was on the block. You got to power that one up. Garrett Odell will inbound the ball, gives it to Michaels in the corner. Back out front, dangerous pass. Blake Rogers with the basketball, gives it to Sims. Sims looking inside, across to Rogers. Rogers goes baseline. His pass is going to be stolen. Heislip read that one all the way, stepped into the passing lane. And Highland now a chance to get to within one with a basket or tie it up with a three. With the basketball, Heislip out front. He drives in, kicks it back out to Rhodes, back to Monroe. Monroe on the drive, turns, and he traveled. Another turnover on the Highland Rebels. Gives it back to Mammoth Spring. Down to 4:34 to play. Remember, we have another ball game coming up here on K-Country, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Alton Lady Comets. So that'll immediately follow this game. Semi-final action, Coach Cooper wants timeout. 53-50, Mammoth Spring by three. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, go Bears and Lady Bears.
And welcome back again to the sixth annual Battle of the Mortar at the Hill here in Mammoth Spring. Bears will come back in. They'll have the basketball leading by three. Chandler Sims to trigger the ball in, looking to get it in. He'll throw it into the backcourt to Odell. Garrett will bring it cross half court. He's guarded by Roark. Good matchup there between those two. Odell, with the basketball out front to Sims. Over to Michaels. Back to Odell. Odell in the lane, puts it up, puts it in, and draws the foul. Tough shot by Garrett Odell. Garrett now with 22 in the ball game. And we'll go to the line. That foul on number three, Carson Roark, is his second, they said. His second foul. Garrett, a chance to make it a 6-point ball game here with a free throw. Odell sets for the first. It's on the way, or for the only one, actually. And there he goes. Gets back on that track there of making them. He made 11 in a row, then missed three in a row before making that one. 6-point ball game, 56-50. The Rebels with the basketball. Roark with 31 points, drives down the lane, puts the shot up, no good. The rebound's going to go out of bounds, touch last. They said by Mammoth Spring. Bear fans didn't like that, but they said it went off the head of one of the Mammoth Spring Bears. Rebels will inbound. 3:55 to play. Powell gets it in the corner. He's looking inside. Back over to Powell in the corner. They swing it around the outside to Heislip. Heislip on the drive. His pass underneath. Curtis Michaels with it and then loose it out of bounds. Good defense by Curtis. Dove on the floor trying to save it. Coach Cooper's out on the floor yelling at his team for what he wants defensively. Again, they're looking at some moisture on the floor, trying to get that taken care of so nobody gets hurt, slips and falls. It will be Rebel basketball underneath their own basket. 3 seconds left on the shot clock. They said Bears never had possession there on that defensive play. So 3 seconds for the Rebels to shoot. Powell will inbound. Shot on the way is no good. Didn't hit the rim. Hit the backboard. Bears have it. Mammoth Spring with the ball in a 6-point lead. Down to 3:30 to play. Garrett Odell looks for the screen. Picks up his dribble. Gives it to Michaels. Curtis threw it away. Tried to get it back to Odell, and Odell stopped. With the basketball, Roark. And he's going to try to get to the basket, but now he backs off. It will be Highland basketball. Roark with it to Powell. Powell looking inside. Back out to Roark, top of the key. He's got Sims on it. Gets the screen, now goes down the lane, kicks it back out. Powell thought about the three. He drives in. His shot up, and there's going to be a foul. I think they're going to get number 30, Garrett Odell. For Garrett, that's his third. The only starter that wasn't in foul trouble till then. At the line, Noah Powell. And Noah has 4 points of the ball game. He'll shoot the two. First one is good. 5 points now for Powell. Matheny will check in. Sims is coming out. Coach says, set right here at the end. Get ready to go back. At the line, Powell sets for the second free throw. Couple of dribbles. The shot is on the way, and it is good. Noah Powell with six. And the lead is back to four, 56-52. Lots of time left in this, 2:48. Matheny on the dribble. Matheny drives in. Nice pass underneath to Michaels, who powers it up and in. Caleb Michaels now with 13 in the ball game, or excuse me, 15. Three-pointer on the way by Heislip is good. Oh, and Heislip knocks down a big three there. They needed that. Makes it a 3-point ball game, one possession game. 2:21 left to play. With the basketball, Odell picks up his dribble, comes out to Matheny. Matheny for three. It's good. All of a sudden, we got a shootout. Matheny makes it a 6-point Bear lead. Driving in, shot by Heislip is no good. Rebound fought for. It's on the ground, off the leg of the Rebels and out of bounds. But Mammoth Spring will get the ball. Bears with the basketball. On the inbound, full court pressure here from Highland. See how the Bears can handle it. And Coach Cooper called timeout. They had got the ball in, but he called timeout while it was in the air. 61-55, Mammoth Spring by six. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your home is where your memories live. It's where you laugh and where you love. We understand the importance of the valuables under your roof, tangible and intangible alike. So no matter what's around the corner, we'll be there, offering you and your family the support that's made Farm Bureau Insurance a trusted name for over 70 years. You deserve more. You deserve a promise. Visit AFBIC.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
Again, welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School, and this is the 6th Annual Battle of the Borders Semifinals. The boys' bracket, it is right now Mammoth Spring leading the Highland Rebels by 6, 61-55. This has been a good game from the start. It has went back and forth. Bears led by two at the end of one. They had a 1-point lead at the end of two quarters. At the end of three quarters, they still led by one. They've led by as many as nine here in this second half, but the Rebels won't go away. It will be, let's see, Bear basketball. They'll inbound on the baseline and have to bring it the length of the floor against full court pressure. Highland probably going to start to foul here before long. Still lots of time, though, with a shot clock. And a minute 59, Odell had the ball slapped, but he gets it back, gives it to Matheny. Matheny into the front court to Michaels in the corner. One dribble, he needs help. Now he's trapped. And Garrett Odell runs to the referee and calls timeout. Michaels was trapped in the corner, had nowhere to go. And the Bears called the timeout. Gives us a chance again to say thank you to our boosters for Bear Basketball. They include Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains. State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center. Alton Bank and their branch bank of Birch Tree. Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer. Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer. Allen Supported Living. Fred O'Neill, attorney at law and 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer. Cooper Family Farm in Mammoth Spring. Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer. Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer. Sunset Salon in Barbary. Thayer Walmart, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Towing in Thayer. Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton in Thayer. Forster's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland in Thayer. First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring and Clary Funeral Home in Alton in Thayer. Those are your boosters for Lady Bear Basketball. Stay tuned. Immediately following our ball game, we'll have our Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, Seth Godwin, your agent in Fulton County, a post-game report and player of the game. Chandler Sims is going to inbound the basketball. Bears have it leading by six, a minute 47 left to play. Sims looking to come in. We'll bring it in to Odell. Odell with 20 seconds on the shot clock, crosses half court, and he's going to be fouled. Odell fouled by Roark. And that's going to send, that will not, that's just the third foul. And that is the third foul on Roark. So Bears will have to do it all over again. And there's some discussion here with the referees. I don't know what they're talking about over there. Oh, the shot clock. They reset the shot clock at 35 after the foul. Good catch here by Coach Cooper. Saw that. He stopped them and got them to fix it. Down to a minute 40 to play. Bears want that clock, as much of that shot clock as they can get. And they want to keep the clock running. Bears set to inbound, looking to come in, still looking. They'll bring it in, and it's stolen by Powell. And Powell is fouled. They called the travel. Thought they were going to call the foul on Blake Rogers. That would have been his fifth. Blake did too. Mammoth Spring again trying to inbound. They run off about 2 seconds trying to inbound the ball on this sideline over here. And this took about half a minute in at playing time. With the basketball, Odell crosses half court on the dribble, picks it up, gets it over to Matheny, and it goes out of bounds. Touch last by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Tough pass. Good defense by the Highland Rebels. They turn it over. 61-55. Rebels with the basketball, down six. Bears on defense. Highland needs to get something in a hurry here. Trailing by 6 points. Roark throws it over to Powell in the corner. Three-pointer on the way. In and out, no good. Fight for the rebound. It's loose on the floor. Back out. Chased down by Highland. Heislett to Roark. He's going to fire a long three. That's no good. And he gets his own rebound. Goes baseline. Back out. Powell for three. That's on the way. No good. The rebound by Sims. Down to a minute to play. Bears trying to hang on here. They lead it by six. Almost a steal. Sims is going to hang on to it, and they're going to foul him. That's the fourth foul on the Rebels. Still not over the limit. The next one will be two shots. Curtis Michaels is going to check in. He'll check into the ball game. And the Bears will inbound here on the sideline. Leading by six. Inbound play. They'll bring it in to Garrett Odell. Garrett trying to get free. He's got Roark all over him. Roark knocks it out of bounds. Good defense here. The quickness of Carson Roark. Bears will have to inbound again, 47 seconds. Inbound play to Garrett O'Dell. Garrett dribbled the ball behind his back, lost it, picked up by the Rebels. Roark to the basket, and he lost it, almost threw it away and did. And Curtis Michaels is going to be fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. A little out of control. The Rebels were. Turn it over. And the Bears, Curtis Michaels will go to the free throw line. Big free throws here for Michaels. Can build this lead back out to eight if he can make a couple. 6-point lead right now, 61-55. Sets for the first free throw. Michaels' free throw is on the way. It's good. Big shot there by Curtis Michaels, his fourth point of the ball game. 62-55. Bears with a 7-point lead. Second one on the way. Michaels gets his own rebound and draws a foul. Oh, no, they said he got over the line. Crossed the line too soon. I thought he got to the ball awful quick. First one to touch it when it come off the rim. 62-55, 34 seconds left to play. Timeout taken. Bears leading it. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School, and the Bears trying to hold on here for this victory. The winner will play on Saturday in the championship game. They'll be playing at around, looks like 7:30 Saturday night. The loser will play in the third place game at 4:30 Saturday afternoon. So Bears are back out on the floor. It's Highland basketball. Down 7. They need points in a hurry. 34 seconds left to play. Mammoth Spring will set up the defense. Still have a couple of players on the floor with 4 fouls. Roark to the basket. Put it up and had it blocked. And Chandler Sims got to be careful there. Good way to get a technical. Yeah, he kind of celebrated a little bit after the block. And very close to getting a technical on that one. 62-55, Bears lead it by 7, back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
With all the heat this past summer, I'm glad to say the winter months are lurking, which means it's time right now to inspect and get a new set of tires. The Car Doctor 2 in Thayer can get about any brand you want. They can mount, balance, align your front end, and give you safety on the road all winter long. And the prices are outstanding. They'll come and pick up your rig and bring it back to you. Of course, yes, they do all your automotive repairs, major and minor, oil changes, and more. Trust experience. They've been doing it for years. Trust Corey, Steve, and the good guys at Car Doctor 2, just north of Thayer on U.S. Highway 63.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. The Mammoth Spring Bears leading the Highland Rebels again by 7 points. Around 30 seconds left to play. They're running the clock here to show how much time's left in the timeout right now. But Bears, this game has been close from the start. Bears did go out to as much as a 9-point lead in the second half. But the Rebels fought their way back in. It actually took a 2-point lead for a little bit. But the Bears have come back now and lead it by 7. 26.9 left on the clock. Bears will set up the defense. It's Rebel basketball. Inbound play. They throw it over the head of Harrelson. Chased down by Rogers, and Rogers carried it. Blake thought someone touched it. He's called for the carry, so the ball goes right back to Highland. Bears can't put this one away. And the Rebels, for the last 5 or 6 minutes, can't seem to make a shot. 20 seconds left to play. Roark to the back. Three-pointer is good by Heislip. Heislip with 10 in the ball game. About lost my voice. We got a foul. It's going to send Garrett Odell to the free throw line. It's a 4-point ball game with 11 seconds left to play. Odell steps up here.
They played a lot of basketball. They only played like 12 games.
With big free throws. Garrett's been good at the line. Like I said, he made 11 straight in the first half. Missed three before making one here in the second half. So he's made 12 out of 15. Shot on the way is good. That one rolled around. It tried to come out. 24 for Garrett Odell. As he sets for the second free throw. Second one is up and it is good. Odell with 25 now, makes it a 6-point ball game. 11 seconds left, Heislip for three. That's no good, and it's out of bounds. It'll belong to Mammoth Spring. And that should just about do it. 6 seconds left to play. And looks like Coach Wolf is gonna back off here. And the Bears are gonna run out the clock. 64-58 will be your final. The Mammoth Spring Bears, with a victory, will advance into the championship game. We'll take a break. We'll come back with your post-game report brought to you by Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance. Seth Godwin, your agent in Fulton County in 1 minute.